Welcome to Big Green Issues. I'm Dylan Hong, a 19 here at Dartmouth. Today's topic is sustainability at Dartmouth. Did you know, when stacking up against peers, our greenhouse gas emissions per student are one of the highest among other elite academic institutions? To combat this problem, President Phil Hanlon has recently called upon Dartmouth to play a leadership role in improving sustainability and overcoming the challenges of climate change. To do so, he created the Sustainability Task Force, a mix of faculty, students, and staff to assess and develop Dartmouth's current practices and recommend sustainable solutions. Before we continue, however, we should answer, what exactly is sustainability? Sustainability is the intelligent use of resources so that they are available into the future, as well as the mindfulness of the limits of the natural world. Throughout the last year, the Sustainability Task Force has done research into how sustainable Dartmouth is as a whole. This is what they found. Dartmouth has the operational impacts of a town of about 20,000 residents for about 10,000 students, faculty, and staff on the Dartmouth campus. We use 3.5 million gallons of number 6 fuel oil, a relatively dirty fuel, and consume 50,000 megawatt hours of electricity from the grid. Furthermore, Dartmouth produces 7 million pounds of waste, consumes $30 million of food, and drinks 36 million gallons of water in resident halls alone. This, along with transportation, accounts for 3/4 of overall greenhouse gas emissions and environmental impact. Many students at Dartmouth do care a lot about the environment. Student groups such as Divest Dartmouth and Dartmouth Council on Climate Change have organized student protests and petitions, as well as planned events such as rallies, lectures from international experts, and dinner discussions. Yet, although the administration has still yet to completely divest from its fossil fuels, it has been attempting to make strides through hands-on learning and student-involved operations through the Dartmouth Office of Sustainability. To learn more, I talked to Rosie Kerr. Rosie Kerr is the Director of Sustainability at the Dartmouth Sustainability Office. She is a Dartmouth 98, graduate of the Yale Forestry School, and has gone on long expeditions in the Arctic. She has experience teaching environmental science and working in the energy industry. I wanted to ask her about her experiences with sustainability, as well as what role Dartmouth should play as a leader of sustainability in the Upper Valley.
Dartmouth is a really big consumer in the Upper Valley, and we're also a big producer of various wastes. So, you know, we produce a lot of waste that goes to the landfill, and we produce waste that goes to the sewage treatment plant, and we also consume enormous quantities of food, for example, or fuel or water. And I think as such, we have a responsibility to think about those things, but particularly because of who we are and our mission. You know, Dartmouth is an institution that's dedicated to educating the next generation of leaders. And I think because of that, because of our mission, we have an imperative to think about our impacts and to apply our intellectual and analytical lens to how we operate in the Upper Valley. I think we have both the opportunity and, to some extent, the moral obligation to contribute in a positive way to the Upper Valley economy, and also to develop supply chains and systems of acquiring what we need and getting rid of what we need to get rid of in ways that impact the Upper Valley as positively as possible. We're not separate from the Upper Valley. We're very intimately connected. Obviously, we are physically connected to the Upper Valley. We consume water from the Upper Valley's, you know, streams and reservoirs. We also, though, are connected through people. All of the people, faculty and staff that are here, live and work in the Upper Valley, and I think feel a very strong commitment to their home place.
Furthermore, I wanted to ask about why Dartmouth still lags behind most of our peer group in terms of per-student emissions and what we can do to overcome this challenge.
To some extent, Dartmouth lags behind our peer group because of accidents of history. Most of our peer group are located in places where they've had a lot of options in terms of how they consumed resources and how they get rid of waste. So, for example, if you're located in an urban area close to a recycling facility, it might be much cheaper to dispose of recycling than it is for us, where we either have to truck our recycling to Boston or to the western side of Vermont. Or if you are Yale or Princeton, you're on a natural gas line, and so you switched off number 6 fuel oil a long time ago, or coal a long time ago, and switched to natural gas, which has less carbon emissions per unit. The flip side of that is we have an exciting opportunity, much the same way, you know, much of India is never going to get landlines. They're going to go straight to cell phones, or much of China is never going to get landlines. They're going to go straight to cell phones. Well, we have the same kind of opportunity when you think about our energy system. We've been burning the same fuel in the same way for a long time, but we have an opportunity to take advantage of some of the really significant advances in the energy industry to leapfrog over technologies that many of our peers have adopted, like natural gas-driven cogeneration turbines. To some extent, we are uniquely positioned to seize an opportunity, which is to take advantage of our unique size and our place and our scale, and also to take advantage of some of the advances that have happened in the world outside of Dartmouth to really launch ourselves forward into much more interesting operational ways of functioning and to deal with some of the more problematic waste streams.
Sustainability problems are systemic and multifaceted, and therefore difficult to address. Diverse points of view are necessary to come up with effective solutions, and everyone needs to take part in developing those solutions. Sustainability is about small change that can have monumental effects. Take the DDS napkin change, for example. By making small changes to the locations and number of paper napkin dispensers, DDS and Dartmouth have been able to significantly cut down on napkin usage. Perhaps we're as spoiled as Dartmouth students to be so close to the rustic Vermont countryside, the beautiful hikes, several cabins, the White Mountains, and the Connecticut River, but without taking care of them, we soon might find ourselves without them. So what small change can you do to help make Dartmouth a more sustainable and eco-friendly campus? Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Big Green Problems. This is your host, Dylan Hong, signing out.